This is Shabby, and coming up next on Spock's Talk is the Toig Effect.
Welcome to the Toig Effect. This is your host, Toig. Today, we discuss a century-old elitist group that unites the movers and shakers of Northern America. Today, we understand the dealings inside one of the most secret groups in the Western Hemisphere. Today, we expose the Bohemian Grove. What is the Bohemian Grove? The Bohemian Grove is a 2,700-acre redwood forest located in Monte Rio, California. It contains accommodations for 2,000 people to camp in luxury. It is owned by the Bohemian Club. What is the Bohemian Club? The Bohemian Club is a private, all-male club, which is headquartered in the Bohemian Building in San Francisco. It was formed in 1872 by men who sought shelter from the frontier culture, or lack of culture. Who are the present-day members? The club has evolved into an association of rich and powerful men, mostly of this country. There are similar organizations in other countries. Some artists are allowed to join, often at reduced rates, because of their social status and entertainment value. The membership list has included every Republican U.S. president, as well as some Democrats, since 1923. Many cabinet officials and directors and CEOs of large corporations, including major financial institutions. When powerful people work together, they become even more powerful. The Grove membership is wealthy, and becoming more so, while the middle class is steadily becoming poor. This close-knit group determines whether prices rise or fall by their control of the banking system, money supply, and markets. And they make money whichever way markets fluctuate. They determine what our rights are and which laws have effect by appointing judges. They decide who our highest officials shall be by consensus among themselves, and then selling candidates to us via the media which they own. Important issues and facts are omitted from discussion in the press, or slanted to suit their goals, but they are discussed frankly at the Grove. Is there true democracy when so much power is concentrated in so few hands? Is there any real difference between the public and private sectors when cabinet members come from the boardrooms of large corporations? Is the spending of billions on weapons, which are by consensus no longer needed, really the will of the people? Or is it the will of General Electric, General Dynamics, and the other weapons contractors represented at the Grove? But how did such a powerful entity come about? How is it possible that this institution can reign over American policy for so many years and yet be so completely undetected by today's pundits? According to Wikipedia, Bohemia Grove is an 11 kilometer squared, or 2,700 acre, compound located at 20601 Bohemian Avenue, Monte Rio, California, 95462. Belonging to a private San Francisco-based men's fine arts club known as the Bohemian Club. Every year, since 1899, Bohemian Grove is the location of a two-week, covering three weekends, encampment beginning in the middle of July of some of the most powerful men in the world. Bohemian Grove was established over time, shortly after the founding of the Bohemian Club in 1872. For several years, the members of the club camped together at various locations, including the present Muir Woods, Samuel P. Taylor State Park, and separate redwood groves near Duncan Mills, downriver from the current location. regular July encampments, similar to those held today, began in 1899. The Bohemian Club's membership includes many artists, particularly musicians, as well as many high-ranking business leaders, government officials, including some U.S. presidents and senior media executives. As a measure of the club's exclusivity, it is reported the waiting list for membership is from 15 to 20 years, though a fast-track 3-year membership process is possible. 2 current members must sponsor a prospective member. An initiation fee of $25,000 as of 2006 is required, in addition to yearly membership dues. Elected members are also allowed to prorate the initiation fee into equal annual payments until they reach the age of 45. The Grove is particularly famous for a Manhattan Project planning meeting that took place there in September of 1942, which subsequently led to the atomic bomb. Those attending, apart from Ernest Lawrence and military officials, included the president of Harvard and representatives of Standard Oil and General Electric. Grove members take particular pride in this event and often relate the story to new attendees. The Bohemian Club is a private club. Only active members of the club, known as Bohos, and their guests may visit the Grove. These guests have been known to include politicians and notable figures from countries outside the U.S. Particularly during the midsummer encampment, the number of guests is strictly limited due to the small size of the facilities, and membership in the Bohemian Club does not necessarily confer the right to attend the annual encampment. Nevertheless, up to 1,500 members and guests have been reported as attending some of the annual encampment. Both the annual club membership and Grove guest lists are kept secret, but a few dedicated researchers have gained access to some of them. See Peter Martin Phillips' dissertation, Kerry Richardson and Joel van der Rieken's comprehensive membership list for references to these names. From these varied sources, reportedly, notable past attendees have included, from the current administration, President George W. Bush, Vice President Dick Cheney, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, George Bush's right-hand man Karl Rove, and past American presidents include George Herbert Walker Bush, Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, Gerald Ford, Richard Nixon, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Harry Truman, Herbert Hoover, Calvin Coolidge, William Howard Taft, Theodore Roosevelt, as well as other prominent politicians such as Jeb Bush, Henry Kissinger, George Shultz, Earl Warren, Robert Kennedy, David Rockefeller, David Rockefeller Jr., Nelson Rockefeller, James Wolfensohn, Alan Greenspan, Paul Volcker, Colin Powell, Jack Welch, David Packard, Riley P. Bechtel, Henry Ford II, Prince Philip, John Major, Helmut Schmidt, Lee Kuan Yew, James A. Baker III, Newt Gingrich, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bob Novak, Malcolm Forbes, David S. Broder, Neil Armstrong, Mark Twain, Francis Ford Coppola, Charlton Heston, Clint Eastwood, Walter Cronkite, Erling Finch Week. It is clear that these people dictate policy over much of the current administration's agenda. They are directly responsible for the direction that the U.S. is headed and are the main shakers in the U.S. over the past few decades. It is also clear that these people are meeting once a year to co-join mutual policies into one coherent package that they will ultimately sell to the American public. It is at meetings such as the Bohemian Grove that American policy is first written and ultimately stated. The Bohemian Grove is the equivalent to all the Camp David meetings, for more is decided at this once-per-year event than at all the Camp David meetings combined. The Bohemian Grove is the real summit of the Americas that is held between the powers of the United States and with the influence from the Bilderberg Group. It is from this group that U.S. policy is ultimately formed and rigorously employed. The seat of the U.S. government policy lies no further than a few miles outside of Montecito in Sonoma County, California, USA. Here, every July, the real politic of the U.S. is mulled over and decided upon in a tiny redwood grove in Northern California. It is here that our foreign policy is actually fomented and shaped, and then it is furthered along in its process to be spun as needed for American consumption. But let there be no mystery about this. The true U.S. foreign and domestic policy is shaped into stone at the tiny redwood enclave of the Bohemian Grove in Northern California. For the Toig Effect, this is Toig.